Jeff and Ike here. Very, very good to be here. You guys have reached Bonham's Up. The professor is officially in the building. Thank you, right, for checking this out, loading this segment up. Real good to be here again. This segment is basically part two of some of the work, right, that I'm doing at Heartbreaker by the late, great John Bonham. And I'm actually going to give you guys, right, a little bit and piece. It's sort of a fusion, right, of a couple of things, right, that I've been doing. First off, all right, if you guys have questions about the segment, questions, all right, about future segments that I'm going to be doing up on drumradio.com, I would definitely recommend that you guys give me a call, and you can really call me anytime at 516-263-9782. If you guys stay on until the end of the segment, I'll tell you guys, all right, how you can kind of go up to Danny Britt's website, who's actually, all right, hosting me and giving me my big break into the internet, and see a whole lot of things I'm doing up there also, too, as well. So I'll mention that at the end of the segment. So you guys are going to have to listen to the whole segment. Now, again, I write also to thank you, Rick Kiss, right, for your invitation here. I'm getting more excited, right, by the day as I produce these segments. This is, like, unbelievable, the amount of things that are going to be happening, right, throughout the remaining seasons. And this is going to be a long season. I think, right, I'm going to be doing Bonham's Up for quite a few years. And I love that Bonham's Up, actually, name, the name of that. That was actually Rick's idea. Originally, right, on my Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show, I originally, right, did five files, and they were actually called the Bonham File. I actually got that, right, from Samuel Anno. That was his term, the drum files. And so I used that, right, like the X-Files, the Bonham Files. It was kind of cool. It's all real cool stuff. And now, if you guys, right, caught the first segment of the Heartbreaker, you'll know, right, that I was into this dotted, this dotted kind of an attitude. Now, I got more on this, and I thought, all right, that the more on it would be good. Now, there was a second feel to this. The second feel, all right, had to do with the first feel. So I'm going to give you, I'll give you the first feel first. And I want to talk, all right, a little bit, all right, about a technique that I picked up that's sort of more of a genetic approach, all right, upon what the original idea, all right, had in it. Now, first off, right, it had to do, right, I have to play, right, the first idea that I spoke about in segment one. So the first idea was one, two, three, and Archie. One, two, three, and Archie. One, two, three. Now, very quickly, I want to actually double up the and up of one. Now, what happens with this is this creates a mixture of the very first segment that I did, which was the immigrant song. So this is really going to be cool because as these segments go, I'm going to mix past things. Now, if we go one and two and up, let me play the rest of it. Now's where I want to get into sort of a right more of a Buddy Rich genetic fusion. Now, I don't know if you caught the right the way that bum, 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 bum. Now, in another song, which I'm going to get to later in the season, when the levee breaks, Bonham loved to do that boom, bum, boom, boom, bum, 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 bum. Now, this is the way where I'm going to actually borrow this from. Because if I'm playing this, now, where the Buddy Rich technique comes in, and I'm really, really neat at these, I'm actually throwing in very, very neat single fours. So, now, I want to tell you, right, that drop, drop, it's a right, left, right, left, but I play them, right, so close to the drum. Learned how to do this, right, from Ronnie Gould, actually. He he would grade me on these. So I'd have to play these all right for my grade. Usually I got a pretty good grade on these because I worked hard on them. So that real neat. And it definitely has a right that Buddy Rich style. Interesting. That is really interesting. I crushed that, and I'm going to leave that, but that... I want to show you this. This is really interesting. Now, I didn't get that quite as loose as I could have because it was rushed, but... I don't know if you caught that. It's like... That is really, really unusual. I used to do that actually with Ronnie Gould, so I think that's where that kind of came out of. It was so quick. Interesting sort of motif. Now, let me go now over to the next thought process of this. Now, I talked to Wright about the EN last segment. I want to now show you guys Wright something really, really hip. This is a Wright a little bit more of a Cobham influence inside of the Bonham style. By taking... I'm going to throw that 3N is really more of a Cobham motif. If you've listened to Billy play, it sounds really, really good this way. See, so it's really kind of cool, right, because... We have right a whole different sort of a rhythm now. It's quicker. Really, really interesting. Now, where I'm going to go with this idea, and this is going to be right the funk approach right, that I wanted to talk about. Inside of these, inside of the dots. Now, I was going to get to this right in the first segment, but I didn't get to it. I want to talk a little bit right about displacing right the and the four. This is the hippest thing because we're going from. Now, first off, all right, when you do that, kind of has a little bit of red of that burn up pretty sort of a sound. Talk a little bit about, and a lot of guys ask me this, about the reapproach. As a matter of fact, right, many of my students ask me this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate right this to George, who actually been teaching for a couple of years, and we went through this whole system. It was really awesome. It has to do right with when you're displacing the four. Actually, we did it on the EN, but we can also do it on the N. When you're displacing the four, the four different ways of right you can come in. I'll give you them. The first one to write is... The end carnival right leaves you with sort of almost like a cheek. Some guys are right actually like to cheek that. That's sort of interesting. Now, the other one, all right, would be we create total space. You see, the space is interesting because if you leave right the, this is kind of so cool. This is all built up of the Heartbreaker rhythm. I can't believe it, all right? I'm creating like a whole genetic storm here, which is going to be the future of these Bonhams Up files regardless, which I think is kind of cool. So then, all right, one. I like the E-N. That's not the right, the spacer right that I was talking about. But let me go with that for now. The spacer right would be, if we were to create the space, that would actually right leave the one totally open. Guys, think of that. Quite interesting. The last one, all right, is actually a Cobham Ian dub. I'll finalize with this. There were actually more. There were actually a few more, but I'll kind of finish with this one. There's so many of these great ideas. Little final solution. Here, right? I want you guys, all right, to call me if you have any questions, all right, about other segments at 516-263-9782. You guys, all right, could look me up at Danny Britt, DannyBritt.com. I'm going to be contributing writers to this show also, too, / over to jeff.htm. You can find, all right, everything I'm doing. You can catch my drum education show in New York, Nassau and Suffolk. If you call me, I'll tell you the schedule. And, well, Jeff Indyke here, all right, another segment, Bonhams Up, and there'll also be a DVD following this on the Heartbreaker Approach, which I'll be actually producing today as we speak. It's been an honor and a pleasure, tremendous honor, one of the biggest honors of my life to be here for you guys. Thank you.